You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13. This is one of the favorite verses of the brothers down here in Mexico. Some translations start this verse with the phrase, "Gird up the loins of your mind." It's an expression for preparing oneself, getting ready. And the image is that of a man tightening his pants for work, or at least a very proximate action. The next phrase is similar. Be sober, that is, attentive, watchful. And this image is that of someone abstaining from drink in order to have his senses more in tune with what's going on. Finally, Peter exhorts us to have hope in what we will receive. This is plainer text for us. But at first, I found strange the putting of these together. So there is the call to prepare for action, followed by a call to wait and receive. But maybe the apostle wants us to understand that our wait ought to be active. So our hopes are set on the coming reign of Christ, when God will be all in all. But we're still longing, waiting for the Lord to be present in this way. The thing is, we can act on this. I like rock climbing. I make some moves based on my hopes that the rope, the system, and my mate down there will hold my weight if I fall. How much more can we act with our assurance that we will be part of the kingdom to come? Our Lord's got us, to continue using climber's language. Think on what God might be asking you to do. Sometimes we take refuge in the waiting on the Lord mindset. And from experience, I know it's a very good hold. It helps us feel secure. And there's room for this, but God expects us to bear fruit. Remember the parable of the talents. And there is much we can do, but let's focus today in what we might do for the Lord in our minds. The mind, our thoughts and decision, they are central in this passage. I'll mention a couple of examples that are true for me in this area. So deciding to have daily time for examination of conscience has proven to be quite beneficial in my life as a disciple. Also, training myself to think about the needs of others rather than my own has let me live more free our call to love our neighbor. Now, the best thing we can do for him is spending time in his presence. Let's not forget that this is this week's theme. So apart from coming to the Lord in prayer, what other decisions and ways of transforming your minds will you engage and act on? The Lord will give us His grace. Our hope is firm. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.